It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers Radio on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, which I have plenty of all of that. And with me, as always, my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well. I'm a little tired of the rain.
Yeah, I'm a little tired of the rain, too.
I don't care if it rains every day, but I went downstairs to spray for palmettos just in case, you know, my dad, and it's leaking. Well, there's been so much rain.
Oh, what about when we were driving back from Sarasota the other day? It was horrifying.
It was, you were driving.
It was terrible. And then we went to see that funky movie yesterday. Oh. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Very handsome men in the movie. I don't know.
It's a Quentin Tarantino movie, and he's too avant-garde for me.
Might be up your line.
Yeah, he's a little too avant-garde for me.
It was okay. So we'd like to say hello to Vaughn on the boards. It's been away for a few weeks. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I know. It's been a little minute.
Us? We're glad you're back. Did you miss us? Of course.
Of course.
I don't say I miss you. Did you miss us?
Of course.
We did miss you guys.
We're great, as always. And today we have on the show Debbie Salsavage and Ed Youngblug from Coping with Dementia. Welcome today.
Hi.
Good morning.
We're going to talk to you further in a little bit. We have a caller calling in. But first of all, I want to say hello to our newest listeners. We have Luann in Maine. We want lobster. Lynn and I have been thinking about lobster. Gary in Lakeland. Sandy in Seminole, and Junior in Texas.
Junior. Oh, he must have a senior father or
something. We never had a junior before. I want to say happy birthday to our friend Ray Lurch.
Oh, happy birthday,
Happy birthday.
See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
Real soon, baboon.
Did you ever hear that one?
No.
Not we real didn't soon, baboon.
No.
my little four-year-old great-niece said it to me. I looked at her. I never heard of that one. I know, because we're older. Yeah, but we're going to see Ray tonight.
Yeah, we're going to see Ray for his birthday tonight. So happy birthday, Ray. And also, one of our listeners sent me an email. Her name is Jill. And asked, could we please say happy anniversary to her grandparents, Jean and Mike? It's their 65th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And Jean has been taking care of Mike for a while. Mike has dementia and some other issues, she said, but they're still very much in love, and they're having a small family celebration tonight.
But 65.
65
Can
years.
I add my two marriages together?
No.
That doesn't work. Do we have Tammy Taylor on the line? No. Okay, that makes me surprised.
Well, I think you said 10 after.
Oh,
it's
not
quite.
It used to be 12:07.
Yeah, but she'll be right on time.
I switch around my own show. Because sometimes we have a little problem with that. So Tammy will be calling in any minute. We've had a lot going on this week. There's a lot more going on. Where are we going to the dog thing on the 6th at
the
Arden
Doggy
Court?
Fashion Show at Arden Court.
That's a Alzheimer's fundraiser. Show. They're going to have a doggy
for the walk.
So.
Everybody loves dogs.
Yeah.
It's something different.
No cats. Yeah.
And I think that would cause fights.
Okay. All right.
And I'm scared of cats.
Oh.
Yeah. My mother used to say they're just like lions and tigers, and so I'm like,
goodness.
But doggies,
That's a good way to get people all involved, because dogs are great for
everybody loves their animals.
Everybody loves
that. They should have a cat one too for the cat people.
But if they're dressing up, that's even more fun.
It is fun. Well, I was going to put a leash on Lynn. We were thinking about that for a joke. But
are
then
you
we're
dressing
like,
up?
We're not.
We were going to, but we didn't find anything.
You never know. So I think Miss Tammy Taylor is on the line right now.
And right on time.
Right on time, because she's right on time. Hey, Tammy.
Good afternoon. How's everyone today?
I'm great, except I had my time mixed up. So we have on the line our wonderful health coach detective, Tammy Taylor from Acer Health, who teaches us something new every week. So what do you have for us this week, Tammy?
Well, today we're going to talk about gratitude.
Mm.
Yeah, jotting down what we're grateful for has been linked to greater feelings of happiness. And a gratitude list brings more joy into our life. And according to a psychology research outline in Harvard Health publication, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. Mm-hmm. And the simple act of writing down what we're grateful for helps us not only feel more positive, but it actually improves our health. It helps us handle adversity, builds stronger relationships, even on our worst day.
I totally agree with that. You know, I always say gratitude is a natural antidepressant.
Yes.
I think we lose focus of our gratitude.
Yeah.
And have too much attitude.
Too much attitude sometimes, and that's true. Well, you know, every morning I take my Good Morning Seminole picture, and mm-hmm. and there are, I text it to my separately to my two sisters and my brother, and my one sister. every morning we also say something we're grateful for, and in the beginning she said, "Oh, got a little tough," and then you realize that I'm grateful for everything. I'm grateful for the air I breathe. I'm grateful for toilet paper. I'm grateful for
for lobster.
I'm grateful for lobster. I'm grateful for Tammy and Lynn and Debbie and everybody.
Yes, and it's so powerful. And all we need to do is take a few minutes each day and jot them down, or even just think about the things we're grateful for.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, as we go, like you said, that list just gets longer and longer, and it really does help us be resilient when difficult things come our way.
Well, I'll tell
and
you.
And I just like to go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, I just like to say that I'm truly grateful for the opportunity to speak to your listeners, because for me, sharing hope and inspiration in the area of health is my calling.
That's your thing,
so
yeah.
I truly am. Yeah.
And you're very good at it.
Oh, thank you.
You know, when my granddaughter was younger, she used to have this gratitude journal. And at night, on the left-hand side of the page, she would write three things that she was grateful for. And on the right-hand side, she would write three things that she was grateful for in advance. So she was always setting herself up for positive things to come. I'm grateful for the great dance recital we had. I'm grateful that, you know, whatever. And that's another way to look at it, too, because there's just so much gratitude out there.
Yes.
And we just reel it in, and you reel it in. It just makes you feel stronger and healthier, and it's all good. It's all good.
It is.
So thanks, Tammy. We appreciate you. And where can our listeners find you?
You can find me at aceyourhealth.com.
See you there.
All right. Have a great show.
Thank you. We will. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. So we have calling in a couple of minutes. A caller who is, her name is Dale Carter. And she's the author of Transitioning Your Aging Parent, A Five-Step Guide Through Crisis and Change. And I met Dale, I'm thinking 9 years ago, at Arden Courts when she was doing a seminar. And my book had just come out, and I was just enthralled. And it was so wonderful to meet her, and I loved the seminar that she did. And we've kept together on Facebook for quite a while. She lives out of state. But now, so in the beginning, she was taking care of her parents. And now her husband was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia. Wow. So it's a whole different new caregiving journey, as we
know.
It's
a tough one.
Well, it's tough to give advice and now have to apply.
Isn't that funny? Someone who works at one of the, actually Arden Courts, she was very surprised after her mother came to live with her that, oh, I've got to start doing what
I'm saying.
Well, yeah. and until you're in it, though, until you don't even get it. I have another friend who works for a home health care company, and her dad ended up moving here, and he has Alzheimer's, and she cares for him. But she never had that one-on-one care before. Mm-hmm. She was just selling home health.
Yeah, it wasn't 24/7.
Oh, my good, and it wasn't your person.
Right.
It wasn't your person, it's your dad that you love so much, it's your spouse that you, your brother, your friend, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole different thing. And while we're waiting for her to call in, we were just saying, oh, I see the phone ringing right now. Because we have a lot to talk today about what's going on with dementia and
changes things. And
yeah.
Oh, it flashes when it rings?
Yeah.
Because I wondered how, I didn't hear that.
It's like a discotheque.
Yeah.
Like a discotheque. What we don't want to please anybody with dementia.
Exactly.
That's like the, when we went on that dementia tour thing. What it was?
The virtual dementia tour.
Yeah, that's what they kept doing.
It's awful.
Yeah, I'm doing an event in November 13th, and we're gonna have a virtual dementia tour there. Cause you know they're around for a while and they kind of go away, it seems. And my caregivers have been begging for it, cause the ones that have already done it get it, and they're so encouraging the other ones to do it because it just twist that it makes that whole change.
It's going
to
bring in Spring Hill Friday.
That's perfect.
Oh, cool.
Resident of Timber Pines, so it'll be there on Friday.
Oh, good. If you give me that information, I'll put it on my my thing. Mm-hmm. So do we have on the line Dale Carter?
Yeah. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. And how are you?
You know me. I'm joyful and grateful. I'm so
wonderful.
Glad you're here today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. Wow. You have such a broad audience now, Linda. You're doing great work.
It's really exciting. You know, the more caregivers I can reach, the happier I am.
Yep.
So we talked a little bit the other day, and we wanted to talk about, so tell us a little bit more about your background. You heard me talk about it a little bit before you called in, but tell us a little bit about that first before we get started.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. Up until I was 55, and that was a little over 10 years ago, I spent my entire career in information technology. And it was very interesting, and I was really kind of on the people side of it, which I love. But I always felt like when I retired, I wanted to do something more that was more people-based, more giving back. And so in 2008, my mother had a health and life crisis. And I had no knowledge of elder care. I didn't know about resources in her area.
Yep.
And I just remember driving from Indiana to Maryland, knowing she possibly could have been at end of life, knowing everything was in turmoil, and just kind of thinking, how do I go about this? So I so clearly remember that day. And I know that there's people out there every day having that experience for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So really, when I got through that, all of my friends are like, well, how did you help your mother, you know, get through all of these different crises? And I really did it because of the background I had in project management. And then as I helped my mom, I came to meet the people who work in elder care and who help older adults, and I'm like, well, this is the place for me.
Yeah.
So
you never know where your journey's going to lead you.
I know, and I'm like, I just love these people. I love what they're doing, and really, that, and the whole goal for me now with my husband is, how can I help him have quality of life for as long as he has left? And that's really what keeps me going when I'm helping people. Yeah.
And that is very possible. We can have a good quality of life. We can be very respectful to the people we're caring for. It makes me so sad sometimes when I see people being disrespectful to the people they're caring for, or talking like they're not there.
Overstressed.
Yeah.
So they don't.
I think they don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard if you don't know, and you do lose your, everybody loses their temper, but they've got to be educated. That's all.
Right, that's right. And I think it also is really like seeing the behavior model by someone. Like when you go to like hear Tipa Snow, you come away and you're like, oh my gosh, that's what I have to do.
Exactly.
But not everybody gets to hear Tipa Snow, so it's, you know, those of us that are working in the field and coming in contact with caregivers, kind of modeling what that behavior is. And I always get back to this, it's got to be like a mindset. It's like, you know, when you go into a memory care and these people, if you go in and you really don't understand, they look like zombies.
Yeah.
They're not. They I always say they're spiritual beings in physical bodies.
Mm-hmm. And you can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, and know that their soul is in there, and you can reach that, and that can bring a lot of joy to the person with dementia and then the family members as well.
And it's taking the time to slow down and figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
And figure it out. You know, I talk about this a lot on the show, and last week a woman called me and said she was been visiting her grandma. Grandma hasn't been very responsive, not too much, not saying too much. She said, I've been thinking about a lot of things you've been saying, Linda. When I was a kid, my grandma and I used to play Parcheesi all the time and eat chocolate chip cookies. So she went and she got a Parcheesi game and she home-baked chocolate chip cookies and she brought them to her grandma, and her grandma's eyes were closed. And she said, Grandma, do you want to play Parcheesi? And she said her grandma opened up her eyes and said, get ready to get your behind whooped, Violet. And they played the game.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's digging down in that deep memory. Bill just had a birthday on Sunday. It was the 73rd, and I wasn't sure what to do. I brought in cupcakes. We had all the residents.
I saw the pictures, yeah.
Yeah, and it was really interesting because Bill, you know, with the Parkinson's, his head's always down. He's really been almost non-responsive. And one of the caregivers said to him, Bill, lift your head and smile. And he lifted his head and smiled. And he stayed like that for like 2 hours. And I got thinking, it was all these people, like, you know, loving him.
Right.
And then I got thinking, you know, the birthdays. Everybody has had birthdays ever since they were born. So I thought, you know, that's in his long-term memory. So it was very cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It is very cool.
We have a saying, Ed says it a lot. This is not... this is not a science, it's an art, and it takes a lot of practice.
Yeah, yeah. That's why the title of my new presentation that I'm starting next year is The Dementia Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. Because that's really what it is. It's being in the moment and just, you know, going for it, whatever comes up.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you keep your sanity through all of this?
This is very interesting. So, I'm a real people person, and I'm very driven. You know, I've always, you know, wrote my book. I did presentations around the country. I mean, that's who I am. I have high energy. Well, 2 years ago, as Bill was declining, I realized I really needed to get closer to family, and I had maxed resources out in Indiana. So it was a combination of things. So we'd lived there for 31 years, but, you know, it wasn't where I wanted to stay. So decided to move us to Denver. So that was 2 years ago. And, you know, pretty much mapped out the plan. The neurologist at Rush actually had trained a neurologist at UC Health here. So it was like this wonderful continuum of care as far as healthcare went. And I knew there was going to be a lot of unknowns. I think the hardest part for me was building my group of friends and my network here. So that, I tell you, I started with like one connection here. A dear friend in California knew somebody who was in memory care here. And I just went and had a conversation with her. I started with one person, and she was launching a spouse care cafe.
Oh, wow.
And she said, come to it. It was the best caregiver support group I'd ever been to. I had gone to many and would just quit because they were like, people would just come and vent. And I'm like, no, it's a waste of my time. This was phenomenal, the group of people. I mean, I'm still connected with these people. I saw how to actually facilitate a care cafe the right way. It was amazing. So I started with one person.
That's how we will start.
And, you know, after I talked to her, she'd say, well, these are the people you need to reach out to. So I would then reach out to them. Then I'd get invited to different, like, interagency meetings. And I just went step by step. It was a very long process. You forget when you've been in an area for 30 years,
right. You've
got this huge, you know, support group and all. And I still have all my friends around the country, but boy, you need somebody in person.
Yes.
You need a posse at home.
Yes. So that's how I did it. The other thing I do, I'm a structured person. Like, I really believe that I'm responsible for my own health. So I work out every day. I really focus on eating right. I mean, that's huge. If we don't have our health,
Right.
We don't have much.
Yeah.
I got very involved in a church that was right for me in their youth group. I just took 15 teens on a youth mission trip.
Oh, that's exciting.
It was daring. Yeah, it was unknown. I had never done a mission trip, but I love these kids. And I'm like, I want to do this. You know, I want to stretch myself. And that opened up a whole new world for me. And then I thought, you know, this is really balanced between the young and the old. And I just need balance in my life. Yep. And that's what I strive for.
Yeah, we all need that. Well, I don't want to cut you short, but we have to get going. So where can our listeners find you?
Yes, so you can go to my website, transitionagingparents.com. There's my blog there. There's a link for my book. Everything is free except the link for my book. The book costs money, but everything else is free. Tons of resources out there for people.
Perfect. Then I'll put that on my website, too.
Yeah. And even though it's called Transition Aging Parents, that was the name of it 10 years ago, I also very much focus on aging spouses now.
Yeah.
So the journey goes on. Whatever you know.
Well, thanks so much, Dale. I really appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
No problem. And give your honey a hug. Bill, a hug for me.
Okay. Thank you all.
Bye-bye. She's an amazing lady. But right now we need to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
I wasn't prepared for Dad to get sick. He's Mom's primary caregiver. But thanks to Assisting Hands, we were able to give Mom the care that she needed, from getting her up in the morning, making breakfast, getting her showered, to changing the sheets on her bed. They understood her memory loss and were able to provide us with a caregiver who was patient, kind, and engaging. Mom smiles when she arrives, and they have a great time together. Assisting Hands has helped Mom remain happy, healthy, and home.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383. Or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-813-813. 888-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the Caregiver Affirmation, or to listen to this week's show or previous weeks, just go to www.caregiversradio.com. Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at caregiversradio.com. There's a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email Linda and she will find the resource you are looking for. Interested in having Linda speak at one of your events? Just give her a call at 833-795-9990. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers.
You'll be there, 'cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So, yeah, think about it, caregivers. When somebody offers to help you, let them help you. And the other people that are out there that are listening that are not caregivers, you know a caregiver. Just do something nice for them today. Really simple.
Simple.
Just call them up, tell them what a great job they're doing. Pick up a pizza, bring it over to the house. Come over and tell them to go for a walk.
Mm-hmm. Bring some flowers.
You bring their flowers, cut their lawn, take their dog for a walk. There's a lot of different things you can do, so just think about it. So, Debbie.
Yes, ma'am.
We are so glad that you're here today.
Yes.
We are so glad. So explain to our listeners first what Coping with Dementia LLC is.
Goodness gracious. Coping with Dementia is just what Dr. Kate was saying. Was it Dr. Kate that was just on?
Dale.
Dale, I'm sorry. Just trying to make a better quality of life, or providing a better quality of life for caregivers. So we try to educate and train them through support groups, workshops, one-on-one.
Yeah, you do a lot of stuff. We do a lot of the same stuff.
And it's really just trying to provide them with a better quality of life, a better understanding of what their person is really going through. Because that's pretty difficult when they're looking next door to someone that looks pretty much
fine,
the same as they've always seen them, but they're not doing the same things.
Right.
And that gets, they can't separate that. They can't separate the disease from who that person is. So Coping with Dementia has been around for about 5 years, just trying to do what we can to educate, provide resources in the county, trying to make connections and build relationships to see what's out there.
And to bring out there your talents and your education, because that's so important. Because people, we were saying before the show started when we were chatting, it's a little different than it was when you started 5 years ago.
It was. Of course, we had less forms of dementias 5 years ago. We had about 80. Now we have 120.
Oh.
Yeah. So
120.
Yeah. So that's changed. But what also I think has changed in our county and Citrus County, and probably around in counties where you're doing work that you're doing, is I don't think that the stigma is as bad. I think there's more awareness, and
there's more awareness that there are celebrities that have come out and talked about it. That's a big deal. Chris,
yeah, I know.
You know, it before people kind of like, I think they were ashamed.
Yes.
Embarrassed.
Right. Because they didn't know about the disease, that it wasn't caused by them. We don't know what's causing it. So they want to kind of isolate their person to keep them not to embarrass themselves or not to do anything outrageous.
Well it's an equal opportunity disease.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And it's not about keeping them isolated. It's about providing safe places for them to be social so that you can be social. You know, we've got YMCA in our area that's got memory cafes, and I think Arden Courts does some things
like
that.
There's a lot of memory cafes around here.
Right. And we have support groups available for them. You have all kinds of things if we just get them connected, because as a caregiver, you know that you can't focus on one thing, let alone trying to find something that's going to help me, because it's too overwhelming. And really, a caregiver wants one thing to fix the whole problem, and that's not going to happen.
No. And it needs a team. It's a team. It's a team with anything.
It's a team.
I can remember.
It takes a whole village.
I can remember years ago a woman coming to a support group, and she was a mess. And her husband had just been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and my life wasn't supposed to be this way, and nothing in order. Mm-hmm. Nothing. No documents or anything. And she wept through most of the meeting. And I remember asking her, could I send the troops in? Because if I said, go to my website, well, here's a list, Well, people started calling her that could help her. And she came back like 2 months later and she said, I got long-term health care insurance for myself. I went to an elder care attorney, got all my stuff straightened out, blah, 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 blah.
Check.
Yeah.
Check.
And now she gets to be his wife.
Correct.
And all that stuff is taken care of because you need sometimes you just need to send the troops in for them because they can't do it.
And until, you know, we talked about a little bit before Tipa Snow, and until she has this great saying, and I use it, until there's a cure, there's only care.
Yeah.
That's all we have to deal with this. And some of the things that are so great with this disease is you can get through to a person living with this disease with their feelings. It's still there. So if we have a purpose, if they feel loved, if they feel cared for, they'll be doing just fine. We don't know how long it's going to last. We don't have any idea, but we have to reaffirm the caregiver to give them the support to continue on.
And we have to support the caregiver.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because the caregivers can't do it by themselves. And we have to help educate the people that surround the caregiver. Because if the people that surround the caregiver are educated, that's what I love about this show. So many people, different people listen to it. People that are caregivers, people that maybe can't, you know.
Can't
get out.
The old
saying, you have been one, you will be one, or somebody's going to be taking care of you, you know. It's true, but.
You might want to know who is that caregiver.
Exactly. Exactly. But it takes a village.
It does.
It takes a village.
And it takes all kinds of awareness and many different avenues, and you never know where you're going to find it. You never know where you're going to find that one person that says, oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Right.
We hope that it's us because we're out there, but it might not be.
Uh-uh.
And we're not, we can't do this ourselves.
No.
We need a village behind us to help those people.
Exactly.
So it's really been not the best thing for me to have gone through it as a caregiver with Albert, my second husband, but it really has been the best thing for me. I never would have met the people that I have without this disease being the link.
And okay, so that's how you got into this.
Right.
Wait, after you took care of your husband.
Yeah.
Explain that to our listeners
that's an
interesting story.
Some of the reason, you know, it was my second husband and he was really healthy, no medications, and he had a fall on the wonderful bike trail in Citrus County, and he cracked his helmet and had a concussion, and that seemed to change the direction of his cognition. I kept him home because I was working full-time, was older than he was by about 20 years, and I began to see changes, but never really acknowledged them until he started leaving the house when I was gone. we didn't have some of the things that we have now.
Right.
Like our human scent preservation kits. You can put bracelets on them. You can put things in their wallet. But
right.
It's still not going to save them from the water or from the forest mm-hmm. or anything like that. So I had to start placement. Well, when a person is still mobile and still pretty strong, that changes how the interaction goes. So he really wasn't very welcomed in a lot of assisted livings. He was Baker-acted and abused and psych hospitals. I don't say that because it was really bad care. I say that because of what we're trying to do is misunderstanding. We don't know what he was or who he was. And so it's misunderstood care. And I did really get the advantage of having somebody take care of him that was really showing me some compassionate care. So when I became an administrator, I could really see how that worked. Yeah. And when I saw that work, it was very easy for me to transition into knowing that you can work with a person based on their feelings.
Because he was very misunderstood.
He really was. He really was.
And that's so
sick. He was
sick.
A kind man.
Yeah.
And most what we see, what Ed and I see in a lot of our workshops, we try to explain to people, a person living with a form of dementia is not reactive and not someone that you can't count on. They're usually, some of their behaviors are telling you a story, but they're usually provoked in some way. But you don't know that.
Right.
So how you approach them, how you handle them, how you ask them, how you put them
right, how
on
you,
a defensive.
Just how you approach them.
Right. So we usually say, and we do it without even thinking, hey, how are you, Lynn? How are you, Lynn? Well, for me with dementia, I'm almost looking at my caregiver saying, well, how am I? Instead, it would be something like, gosh, it's really good to see you, Linda.
Ah.
Now I get that idle chit-chat back from mm-hmm. that person that says, good to see you. Yep. Now I fit in.
Yeah.
So.
Because everybody wants to fit
everybody
in.
Everybody wants to.
No matter what everybody condition you're in to. Or where you are, everybody wants to fit in.
Right. So the passion is just as you do, is education, education, education.
Also,
that's all we
you
have.
Know, when we were talking earlier, too, about the virtual dementia tour.
You
know, there's going to be some going on in the area. You said there's one this week?
There's one August 9th, this Friday. It'll be there from 10 to 2 at Resident Timber Pines.
Okay.
In Spring Hill.
Okay. I'll put that on my page. But I'm going to be doing one with an event on November 13th.
Right.
But if you're
really
a caregiver, you haven't gone.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to understand, just like Lynn said, there's things that are going on that you want to just scream, but guess what you can do? You can take those headphones off.
That's right.
And you're normal again when you walk outside of that room or that bus. I can't do that if I have it. I can't do that. So it creates a different empathy, I think, for our caregivers.
And that's so much about what all TIPA's approach is.
Yeah.
So you just took you're in the midst of a course.
Yeah, this will be my second certification. I'm an independent trainer with the positive approach to care, and we decided to take, Ed and I both this time, a consultant's course. You know when you get those caregivers that are just so in denial that I feel it concerns me that I might have failed them in some way, that I couldn't get through to them, that I couldn't maybe direct them in a way that I know that could help
them.
Would
be better, yeah.
So we're trying to, it's a pretty intense course. We've got another 8 weeks to go, but we really wanted to do it to have an advantage on how I could be more effective, how Ed and I can be more effective and maybe analyze some things after a workshop to say, we should have, maybe could have, this will work better.
And just to certain people, Lynn, you know, we did that event a while ago and there was that one caregiver there. No matter what you suggested, no matter what, she had an answer.
Oh yeah, my gosh, that's not going to work.
It was so
sad.
But,
yeah. And
she was angry.
Exactly. Yeah. And see, and that's another thing. The anger in this disease is really real.
Yeah.
The frustration is real. The grief is very real.
Very real.
Over and over and over again. And we have to be a little bit understanding of that, too. And that's some of what I'm trying to get from this course is, what is the body language? You know that if anybody has their arms crossed, they're not listening. How do I get them to listen? Right. How do I get them to get
what
through?
What approach do I use?
You know, so many people are embarrassed for their person. So I'll use an example. We had a stressful situation at a support group. Well, Mom had broken English, so we have purchased those breathing cats and dogs to see how we can use them. So I happened to bring it to the group, and I said to the mom, would you watch my cat for me? And the daughter was like, well, it's not real. But the mom sat there patting this cat for 2.5 hours.
It was real to her.
Correct. And so when I said, how do you think this worked for you? She said, well, my mom has never done anything for 2.5 hours. So maybe.
Yeah.
So those were some things that I think I'm trying to get from TIPA. A more positive approach to the disease, to even discussing it with the caregivers. So.
And people, you know, you can go to YouTube. After you watch my show on YouTube, then you can go to Tiva Snow. But really, she has a lot of good education
and
how
tips.
To approach. And every single time I see her, I learn something else.
Correct.
Every single time.
And she said you can use whatever she said. She's very sharing.
She's very sharing.
Linda asked her, and she said, whatever.
And see, and that's what I think has changed. Is that there is so much more education, but I think what we see is that we really have to work as a real good group to all give the same message so that we don't confuse them. It really is that now we can really be powerful when we pull all our resources together to say, oh my gosh, I didn't know this here. I didn't know that over here.
Right.
But we get calls from people, not just in our county, but all over because of our websites, because of whatever.
Right.
You're going national.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
So it really is an advantage for us to know how we can help.
Yeah.
Not just...
Yeah.
Not like Linda always says, she might not know the answer, but she knows someone who does.
Exactly. And we shouldn't be ashamed of not knowing the answer.
Exactly.
No.
There's never shame in that.
And right now we need to hear from our wonderful sponsors, so don't go away. It's Connecting Caregivers Radio. We'll be right back.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And you know what that means when you hear those horns? Time to get your pen and paper because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On August 6th at 10:30 a.m., Arden Courts of Largo on Highland Road is having a doggy fashion show. A light breakfast will be served at 9:30. If you're registering your pet, please arrive by 10. They will be accepting donations for the walk that ends Alzheimer's. Please RSVP to Rachel McInerney at 727-543-8383. And we're going.
Yeah, we're going.
We're
so going to
go
join
see those
us.
Doggies all dressed
breakfast
up.
Breakfast isn't dog food, is it?
For some people, okay. Okay.
You never know, Debbie.
Little kibbles.
On Mondays and Wednesdays from August 7th to September 4th at East Lake Fire Rescue on Tampa Road in Palm Harbor from 10:15 to 12:15, there will be a Matter of Balance seminar on managing concerns about falls. The program is free, but reservations are required. Please call 727-784-8668, extension 204.
Those are great classes.
Mm-hmm. Then on October 21st at 10 to 11:30 with registration at 9:30, Arden Courts is having a free dementia seminar with guest speaker Tam Cummings at Seminole City Park on Ridge Road. Please register by calling 727-517-7800. Tam Cummings will also be speaking from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Bethel Lutheran Church on McMullen Booth. And to RSVP there, it's 727-771-1600.
And for you people that have seen Tam in the past, this is a whole new presentation, so it's not the same as the presentation she did last year, so just know that.
Perfect. On September 5th to 8th, Theatre Exceptionnel will present Mary Poppins in Largo Central Park Performing Arts Center. The cast will again consist of a blend of Bay Area professional actors and actors with disabilities. To help defray the cost, program ads are available. For more information, please call Ron Reagan at 727-204-4163.
That's a great show. It's a great show. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your walk, Alzheimer's walk.
In Citrus County, we, on October 19th, at Floral City, the whole downtown Floral City is going to be purple for our
And I love these little pins you gave Lynn and I.
And that's correct. That's our logo feet. With little feet on it. But
the little feet, that's what I like.
Yeah. But it's a community event. We involve kind of like reminiscence. We have period costumes. Docents are walking around. In period costumes, and the library's open, the Lions Club. We'll have lots of things going on, and it's to raise money for the Alzheimer's Family Organization, which is a local organization that deals with caregivers, not necessarily the research, but all with the caregivers. So it's our third year, and last year we donated almost $30,000 to them.
That's wonderful. Perfect.
But what is even more amazing is our expense was only 7%.
Wow, that's huge.
So
it can be done.
It can be done. So we have a great community, the whole community. So it's great. We're hoping to go up another 20% to give to them so that we can keep programs going for the AFO.
So important. Yeah.
It is. Like you said, we need that team to be able to keep going.
What day of the week is that?
It is a Saturday.
Okay.
But we are showing to raise even money for this is the Sunday before. We have a historic theater there that holds about 150 people, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, wow. Have fun.
Well, you know, Robin Williams is in that movie, and he passed away with one of, the Lewy body dementia. So a lot of people don't realize that.
No, they don't.
They just assume that something else
I thought happened. It was depression, to be honest.
When they finally did do an autopsy and go through it was determined that it was Lewy body. So now
you can get a lot of the behavior he had.
Absolutely.
And that wacko stuff. And,
right.
Wow. Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
So that is, and we also have for awareness in the East Branch Hernando Library, it's going to go through the libraries for the rest of the year, is 24 famous people that have died from Alzheimer's, and Robin Williams is one of them, along with Ron Reagan, you just mentioned. But a lot of people didn't realize all the folks. When you said earlier that it has no barriers, you have Rosa Parks, you have Charlton Heston.
Right.
So it has no barriers whether you're...
I just heard a new one this week who's only 63.
Yeah, you keep more and more of that, unfortunately.
Well, you heard of even Chris Christopherson that was originally...
What about?
But it was not. It was Lyme disease.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love Chris Christopherson.
So he would be around for a while.
What's the last thing you want our caregivers to hear, Deb?
Oh, goodness.
And we're going to get a hold of you, both of those things.
Sure. Well, our website is www.coping.today. And my email, of course, is deb@coping.today. We're, to bring more awareness to folks, we've just started or getting ready to publish another book on dementia and firearms.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk about that.
Those are things that, just trying to educate people on what is around in their house, safety-wise.
Yeah. But one of the things we talked about, because I know we only have, 2 minutes, is you can put, make-believe bullets in there that look like they're real.
They're snap caps, they're called, and they won't fire, but they look like bullets. So if someone is really...
He loves his gun, and he just loves his gun, and he wants to keep his gun, he wants to hold his gun,
and he wants to protect his wife, but yet it's not safe for him because of the disease process.
Right.
So it's a new avenue that we've had caregivers talk to us about this, and that was, again, another resource that we wanted to be able to say, maybe you think of these things,
right?
Not just take them away. Like we talk about the car. Let's see how we
take
can
away
protect.
Everything.
Correct.
You take away everything, then wonder why they're just sitting in the chair.
Exactly. So those are things that we're working on to, because of the caregivers, because of what we hear. And it's a tough topic, you know, just like taking the keys away.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
I'm glad to be here.
And thanks to our listeners for tuning in. You know how much we appreciate you, and there's always room around the caregiver table for more people. Somebody sent me an email this week and wanted to know how their loved one could hear the show out of state. Well, it's live on YouTube, and it's live on Facebook. I think the person that sent me the email is an older person and doesn't really understand what YouTube or
Facebook
is.
But isn't there also a podcast?
And it's also, you can go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com or LindaBurhans.com and see every show that for the past 2.5 years, which works for a lot of people.
What about WTAN?
Too. And but that's just at the local on 1340.
Oh, even on.
Oh, yeah, you could go on TN. No, I don't know if I'm on there anymore.
Go to YouTube, go to Facebook, go to Linda Burhans.
And then you got the Facebook for your Tuesday tips.
Yep,
your little
tips. Our Tuesday tips. So.
Yeah, you got to wrap it up.
Okay, wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in today. We love you guys. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.